you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus had come into the temple area, the chief priests and the elders of the people approached him. So he was teaching and said, "By what authority are you doing these things? And who gave you this authority?" Jesus said to them in reply, "I shall ask you one question. You answer it for me, and I shall tell you by what authority I do these things. Where was John's baptism from? Was it of heavenly or of human origin?" They discussed this amongst themselves and said, "We say of heavenly origin, he will say to us, 'Why do you not believe him?' But if we say of human origin, we fear the crowd. They all regard John as prophet." So they said to Jesus in reply, "We do not know." He himself said to them, "Neither shall I tell you by what authority I do these things." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord.
When my niece was younger, she used to drive her siblings and my sister crazy, her mom, because she would always ask questions she knew the answer to, all the time. And we laugh at it now as she's older because she was just being a kid and she wanted the attention. But we could see Jesus is not impressed by that behavior at all. When our Lord is asking us a question, we should never be lukewarm. Lukewarm is not of God. What Jesus wants for all of us is to be passionate about him, to love him, to not be afraid to be a disciple of Jesus. My friends, we have a choice to make every day. And the fact that you're here right now this morning shows the good person that you are, that you want to begin your day in prayer, asking our Lord to be with you throughout the day. So we need to remind ourselves of that throughout the day, that when Jesus is asking us to do something, to not be afraid, but rather say yes to him. So my dear friends, let us ask for the grace this morning to not be lukewarm as a disciple, but to never, ever be afraid to say yes to our Lord when he's asking us to do something. So let us pray for the strength right now to follow Jesus today, and to choose to follow him, even when it's calling us out of our comfort zone. So let's pray for the gift of faith today.